Monday Morning Cracks.
Everybody out there.
What's up, everybody?
Merry Monday to you, and a very merry Monday it is.
Monday morning.
And why am I saying Monday is Merry Gunner?
Merry Runner.
And that's why. Because we are all married today, and why are we married? Maybe we're not married. Maybe we are married. Besides that.
Very, very, quite, quite.
This
very.
Is a super duper crazy scooper very, of a month. Quite, why is it that? Well, a special guy was born on the 25th of this month, but we'll get to that later.
Do you mean our Lord and Savior?
The ultimate person of all time, the creator of the whole globe, and the creator of your skin and bones, my skin and bones, and how we get bones. I mean, let's go into the show now, because
Mary.
Things are great. We hope that the traffic isn't too bad for you guys.
Mary Shelley.
We know there's so much more traveling to come and so much more things to come, but we're just here to soothe your traffic hours and make everything nice and smooth
Mary
through the ride.
Magdalene.
So, yeah.
Remember, if you have a merry heart, then you will have a continual feast. Your entire life. That's just how it works. I didn't make the rules. I didn't make the universe. Who am I, Newton? I'm not. I'm telling you, but I certainly think like him. We think like him. Runner thinks like him, too.
Yummy.
Watch, listen.
Well, I just wanted a fig Newton right now, too, because, man, those are good during Christmas time.
Man.
I like the ones with the little blueberry crumbs, and then you get some. Oh, wait a minute. Gunner,
you know what they say?
What are you talking about?
The wife of a man who
Isaac
eats...
Isaac or fig?
The wife of a man who eats fig Newtons
fig
is
Isaac?
A very happy lady.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, everybody?
I like your spruce caboose.
Hey, everybody, it's Monday. Let's
Happy
hear this
Monday,
song a little bit
everybody.
Longer.
All right, yeah, turn it up, DJs out there. I mean, producers.
Yeah. Stand under the mistletoe.
Oh, yeah.
Put those golden buckles on your shoes.
Heck yeah.
Get your Santa Claus beard on.
Do it.
Red and green all season long.
And remember to sit all those cuties on your lap. And I'm talking about 21 years plus old girls, and I'm talking about you being at least 22 years plus, and have them on your laps.
I love Christmas in Jamaica,
and talk about
that is.
Being thankful for goodness.
Even Jamaicans celebrate Christmas.
Oh,
that's
they do.
Right?
They
yeah.
celebrate it harder than us, possibly. Those guys celebrate, I'm talking about pounds and pounds of the green stuff. I'm talking about lots of the broccoli.
Lots of mulled
lots
rum.
Lots of vegetables.
Yes.
And rum.
Mulled
and
rum.
Very good,
for
yeah.
For you Lennies who aren't quite the greatest thinkers, mulled means warmed.
Multilala.
In case you're like, what's mold? I'm not listening to the show anymore.
Oh my God, are they talking about scrubbing sponge and cleaning your bathrooms? No, we're not talking
they
about
too
bathroom
much.
Stuff.
Put
we're
it back on
about...
Cardi B.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about mold rum. We're talking about warm drinks because it gets cold outside.
Especially if you live in Chicago.
Yeah, it gets very cold. And
especially
gets...
if you're going to be watching the Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears, Chicago.
And the Chicago Cubs.
The Bears.
And if you're going from Chicago to Canada.
The Bears.
Then you're going to need yourself a box of mulled rum.
Bubbles.
Straight from Jamaica, where you could have yourself a reggae night on a winter's afternoon.
That is right. And you could just have a great night with you and your lady. Sip that stuff over a warm fire with some chestnuts.
Yeah.
And you could roast your chestnuts on her. I mean, you could roast them right under the fire.
Chestnuts.
And
what a funny word, huh? Like, chestnuts.
How can they put breasts? I mean, chests. And nuts together. It doesn't even make sense. The guy who did
you
that.
You know what else is a funny word?
Must have had too many fig Newtons.
Nutwood.
Well, anyway, so we are here at
Happy
the
Monday,
show.
Everybody.
Happy Monday. Happy first Monday of December.
It's Monday.
I was about to say September. Shoot, it's still hot in California. I'm sorry, Minnesota, New York, Canada, Russia, Alaska. Sorry, but we are here in Los Angeles, California. We are
Los
living
Angeles.
In the 70-degree weather.
You know what the
Monday.
Most Christmas state in the entire country of the United States of America
tell
is?
Tell us, Gunner, tell us.
It's obviously Colorado. In fact, I have a very, I know for a fact that Santa Claus lives in Colorado.
Are you talking about the Mile High State where they have Mile High Mountains?
Yes, they do. That's where Santa Claus actually lives, on the toppest, most highest peak of the world in the Rocky Mountains.
Did you know that was the first state to legalize marijuana so you could actually physically get a mile high?
Did you know that Coors, the Coors Light Company, was unable to distribute their beer to any other part of the country due to there being a certain bacteria in the Rocky Mountain water that once it warmed up, the bacteria would then ferment and make people sick.
Bacteria.
But now they have like refrigerators and they have like, you know, special devices that clear that bacteria from your beers that which you're drinking on the weekends, hopefully this last weekend, maybe. If you drink Coors Lights, if you're a wimp and you drink Coors Lights and you get buzzed, then you're probably a weenie. And I've known quite a few people who get buzzed off of Coors Lights.
Damn it, hold on. Let me go pour my beer out now.
What do you got there now?
Corona Familiar now. So now I'm familiar with not drinking that silver bullet because you know what? Somebody pulled the wrong stunt on us and gave us bacteria, sponsored by bacteria.
Yes, everybody, this is Monday morning. All joking aside, it is Monday morning, December 4th.
Good Monday to you guys, everybody out there.
2023.
Happy 4th to y'all, everybody. Yeah, and 2023, this is the first December of 2023, the 4th December.
Yes, hopefully you had a good weekend. Yeah. You know, hopefully things went nice for you. Hopefully you had met lots of friends. You're getting ready for the holidays.
It's post-Thanksgiving. We know you're still full from Thanksgiving. We know you're still crazy from Friday, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday. We know you're shopping crazy and your minds need to be at ease. And guess what? That's what we're here for. We're here to put your minds at ease and relax. Don't think about shopping. Don't think about getting all kinds of presents and stuff. Because you know what? It's about the caring. It's not all about receiving. It's always about giving. And it doesn't matter what or how much you give. It just matters that you give. Even if it's your heart, even if it's your love, you don't have to give anything worth of value. As long as you give something worth of mental value, then you did your job for this Christmas 2023.
Yes, and actually, hopefully, you have some or all of your Christmas shopping done.
Oh man, I hope so too.
Already, I know the late shoppers who are nowhere near close.
Oh man, yeah.
Getting all the gifts they need.
Maybe they love that holiday
everybody.
Rush. Maybe to them, it's like a rush. You know, it's like an actual head rush. Maybe it's a thing mentally to where you just want to wait and you want to put all the pressure on yourself, and you're like, and you get to tell everybody, whew, I barely made it through those holidays.
Yeah, you know,
some people.
So let's
not
see.
Me.
So few gifts that are good for the holidays are candy, chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Socks,
roses.
Roses.
Underwear.
Bras. Sweaters.
Shaving devices.
You know,
shaving devices.
Norelco.
Everybody's hairy. Yeah, we all have hair.
Some Norelco.
Women,
some
don't try anything tonight.
Ladies, you know, your man will appreciate if you buy her a razor. I mean, your man will appreciate it if you buy him a Norelco razor
for
Christmas.
Are you talking the Brazilian special, or are we going straight bald here? I mean, what?
This is just straight for your face. The chinny chin chin.
That's what I was talking about, too.
Coming down the chimney chin chin with a clean chimney chin chin. And other gifts that are great are, you know, Pogs.
Pogs, oh yeah, of course.
Legos.
Yeah, blocks,
for the
Pogs.
Kids, you know.
Yeah.
Kids something. Still play with Pogs,
and
Pokemon
cards. And you teach them
cards.
How to build. That's the beginning of an architectural career.
Yes.
So if you're just want to teach your little architectural junior to be a...
Junior.
To be a career builder.
When she snores.
It might happen. You might be building somebody's career, you know? You never know.
She snores when she sleeps.
You never know. Because that's what it's all about, everybody. It's all about the children. It's all
junior.
About building up the children and
junior.
Giving the children not exactly what they want, not exactly what they need, but just something to show that you were there and you were there to care and you had them in mind.
It makes those little goonies happy, you know? It makes them all giddy to... you know, have candy and, you know, warm drinks and gloves and socks and, you know, oh, yes, okay, well, the double, okay, we got it. All right, everybody, so for today's episode,
so now that
we will
was
be talking
the five,
about
five rings for the
what was that for, runner? Hold on, runner's got a special announcement to make,
okay, everybody, so now. This is humongous, everybody. This is the top five movies.
Christmas movies.
Christmas movie, that is, of all time for 2023. So we're going to give you the top five movies of all time.
The top five Christmas movies of all time of 2023.
So everybody, listen up close because you don't want to miss any single one of them.
Man.
Because every single one of them is all time. So when we're talking all time, we're not just talking your time, my time, his time, her time,
our time,
their time, elders' time,
it's time,
past time. Yeah, we're not talking about 0 BC. We're not talking about 3000 AD.
We're not talking about Zebba Zebba Zebba.
We're talking about now and forever. Beyond past, present, future, all time. I mean, all time. Light future, light speed, all that good stuff. So now, shall we get into this segment? Wait a minute. Oh, man, hold on. We had to pay tribute to our sponsors. So we'll start the next segment right after these
commercial breaks. And when you return, we will have the top five Christmas movies of all time of 2023.
Sponsored by Warner Gunner.
Today's episode was brought to you by the Beer of the Month from the city of Greffenhauser.
Rothenhaus, 1971. Wait a minute, 1791.
Wait a minute, who's this? Hello, my name is Alan Schwarzenegger. I'll take a Rothenhaus, please.
What? Wait a minute, you want a Rothenhaus?
Give me the icicles. I want the icicles now.
We have Rothenhaus Tenzipil.
It's so delicious. I'll take another one.
The city of Greffenhausen.
Give it to me now.
Well, we have Rothenhaus specials, Rothenhaus Light.
Rothenhaus, from 1791 in the Greffenhausen woods of Germany. We got the Rothenhaus Tannenzapfel.
Rothenhaus Tannenzapfel by Unlafer und Schützer.
This Christmas 2023, slapping zombies never felt so good. I Am Legend Part 2, starring Will Smith.
Hey, what's up? My name is Will Smith. Where's Adrian?
Yo, Adrian! Where you at?
Also starring Tupac, Jada Pinkett Smith, and August.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
Just when you thought the writer's strike was over.
Hello, I'm Fran Drescher.
I Am Legend Part 2. Coming this Christmas 2023.
Featuring the sidekick, Jaden Smith as Karate Kid.
I'll kick their ass down.
Oh, son, that's pretty good. Where's your mom? Is she with your friend August still?
I don't know. Did you slap her yet?
Keep human brains.
Get out of here, zombies.
Out your effing mouth.
I Am Legend Part 2.
In theaters this Christmas.
2023.
I Am Legend 2 is a product of Disney.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Monday, December 4th.
Merry Monday morning,
2023.
And all right, so as promised, we are coming back with the
top
greatest
five Christmas movies of all time.
In 2023.
Yes, everybody.
All right, so let's give them number five. Let's go right into it. And we're going to give you numero cinco, which is Frosty the Snowman was a man.
Oh, wait, it's a tie.
It
is a tie.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. A tie?
It's a tie.
We have a tie? Who else could top Frosty for number five?
Well, and I mean, none other than Rudolph. And I'm not talking about Rudolph Valentino.
Are you saying that there was Dancer and Prancer?
And Nixon and Clinton?
Yeah.
And Smoozy and Boozy? And Sleepy and Sneaky.
Yeah.
These are the reindeers that couldn't do nothing.
And ripping.
And so they had to hire someone who could get the job done. And he had a big, bright, and red nose.
And he was the greatest reindeer of all.
And when Frank Sinatra needed to ride his sleigh all through Christmas nights, delivering Christmas toys to all the children of the land, well, who helped him? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You would even say it glows.
So everybody, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman! And he had the magic hat. So what happened? What was Rudolph's thing? Rudolph's thing was his big old, fat old, red old nose. And his nose was so big, fat, and red that you could see through a blizzard. And that's crazy. You got to have a really, really bright nose because we have headlights now. We have all this technology. And there is no way that you could see through a blizzard. But Rudolph, in his nose, he had like the super duper before LED, before all this stuff. He had like the super brightest light. It could be seen from outer space in the world. And then there's Frosty. Yes. What about Frosty? What does his hat have to do with everything or anything?
Well, Frosty, and we're not talking about Michael Keaton, and we're not talking about the murderous Frosty.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
We're talking about the 19th...
Tim the Toolman Taylor?
We are not talking about...
Oh, okay.
Tim the Snowman Taylor.
Who are we talking about then?
We are talking about Frosty the Snowman, 1969, when the Beatles released Let It Be
and
Abbey Road. There's other people singing, super singing, and that is Frosty the Snowman.
So what year was that? Was Frosty released again, Gunnar? Just to remind everybody out there?
Oh, it was released in 1969.
Wait a minute.
Jimmy Durante was the narrator. Billy D. Wolfe was Professor Hinkle. Paul Frees played the traffic
cop. Billy D. Williams was in Frosty?
Billy D. Wolfe.
He must have been about 10 years... Oh, okay.
Billy D. Wolfe.
I was thinking Back to the Future. Wait a minute.
Billy
I'm getting
D.
my
Williams.
Whole world mixed up.
What are you saying, Ghostbusters?
No, I was thinking...
Billy D. Williams.
He's from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. That guy. Lando Calrissian.
The super cool guy.
But not him. It was Billy D. Wolfe.
Colt 45.
He played Professor Hinkle. Paul Frees played Santa. June Foray played Karen. And Jackie Vernon played
there was a Karen
Frosty the Snowman.
In Frosty?
Yes. Her name was June Foray. For reals, her name was June Foray.
Hmm.
Yes.
Well, no wonder she was a Karen. She was in June. She was the sun. She melted Frosty. Get out of here, Karen!
Oh, that's why she melted Frosty, so she had to blame someone else. But Jackie Vernon is the man who plays...
Wow!
Frosty
Jackie
the Snowman.
Chan? Whoa!
He
so
actually,
Frosty knew Kung Fu.
The artist actually developed the look of Frosty the Snowman off of Jackie Vernon as well. And he was a good character actor in many children's cartoons and... sitcoms from the 70s.
He was also
and 60s.
In Rush Hour 1 and 2, and he played a side Chris Tucker.
Was
so,
he?
Yeah, he was great.
That's Jackie Chan.
Oh, all right. Oh, wait. That's what I thought you said.
Jackie Vernon. But Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was built or created or however they made that movie in 1964, a little claymation movie.
Oh,
stop
that was
animation.
Cool. I mean, back then it took, you know how much work it took? So much work and so many people, it was a lot harder to create. Like now you have this computer technology that
sucks.
Simplifies things.
CGI?
Yeah, CGI
so
simplifies
simple,
things.
The computer
just,
does it for you.
For example, Gumby. Gumby was made
like,
the AI same
AI don't
way.
Take our jobs.
Frosty
well, they
the
already
Snowman
have.
Was made, and Rocky and Bullwinkle was also another example of that type of technology back then. So if you're from familiar with any of those three, go check those out because they're really cool, they're really funny.
Wait, Rocky and Bullwinkle?
A lot of time. Not every time.
Which Rocky and Bullwinkle? The CGI one?
I was talking about
George from Seinfeld?
I was
Seinfeld?
Talking about Rocky VI when he fought Bullwinkle.
What? Hold on. Let's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, everybody. 1964. It came out sometime in the 60s. Rudolph was played by Billy May Richard. Not Billy Mays Hayes, but Billy May Richard. Yukon Cornelius played Larry the Man.
Oh, Yukon was cool. He would throw his axe up, and then he would eat his axe or sniff his axe or put his axe. Don't ax me.
Burl Ives, a very famous actor, played Sam the Snowman, and Paul Soles played Hermes.
What? So the soundtrack was by Sam the Sham, the same guys that wrote Little Red Riding Hood?
Sam the Snowman.
Ah!
Yes.
Dang it.
And Charlie in the Box was played by Alfie Scoop. So this movie was made in 64, and the other movie was made
but
in 69.
But Charlie Chaplin was too old to be in this. Well, how old was he back then?
Charlie Chan.
Jackie Chan's brother.
Yes.
Oh, see, I knew Jackie Chan was
in
here
just kidding,
somehow.
Everybody. In 1964, Rudolph came out, and that was the year that the Beatles also came to America.
Who?
Just a year
wait
after.
Wait a minute, remind these people.
In 1969,
who are those people you're speaking
Frosty
of?
The Snowman.
Wait a minute, back it up real quick. Who are these guys? Who are those four fellas you talked about?
I was just saying that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer stop animation movie came out in 64 when the Beatles first started their endeavor in the rock and roll movies. I mean, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A rock and roll music industry.
Yeah.
But in 1969, Frosty the Snowman came out, and that's when the Beatles ended their run in the rock and roll history book.
And that's when the summer of 69 was not released.
And so that's why, you know, it's pretty
but it
just,
eventually came out.
It's just kind of interesting, you know, one started it off, and one ended it. These movies are classic. They're just classic
movies. Yeah,
they
are. They really are all time.
You could put them for your baby this year, and they'll sit there in awe and amazement, just thrilled by the technology. It took a lot of time to make these movies. It takes a lot of time to make movies unless you have a CGI computer and the AI does it for you. And now they're trying to say AI is taking their job, and we're saying that it already has because you're making stupid CGI movies
and
that nobody wants to see.
Yeah, the computer AI, it's not the same, and it just doesn't look the same, or sound the same, or feel the same. It doesn't give you that that warm family, you know, loving, cartoony feeling.
Yeah, so you kind of like get like Awkwafina singing a rap song as a CGI seagull, which is no bueno in any possible way ever.
So number four, jumping on to number four, we got It's a Wonderful Life. And everybody knows that's a classic all time.
Oh, you mean
and
movie.
Life is beautiful. Life is wonderful. Yeah, it is. And so we're talking about It's a Wonderful Life.
It's
kind of
like
one of those classic all-time actors. I mean, one of the greatest. Rest his soul. Buffett.
Jimmy.
And we love Jimmy Buffett. You know, thank you for Margaritaville, and thank you for everything that you've done. So, I mean, man, Jimmy gets down. Oh, yeah. He said Hendrix?
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, yeah. Hendrix's brother, Stewart. Yeah. Stewart Little. Stewart Scott. He got down.
Yeah, so
he was the best.
It's a Wonderful
Life. I'm sorry.
Life.
I'm just messing around. I'm just joking. But in all actuality, I do respect Jimmy Stewart and all that he done for the Hollywood industry.
Academy Award winning
actor.
He is
amazing. He's one of the greatest, and God rest his soul.
Jimmy Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life, 1946. It was a fantasy comedy. It was kind of like Scrooge.
46. Are you talking black and white days, Gunner?
Black and white, you know, almost.
Film, black and white?
Just barely off the silent film era.
Right.
Jimmy Stewart plays a dude who straps a rock around his waist, and he's going to throw it off the bridge.
And take himself out in the process, right?
Yeah.
So they're in like a cold, this isn't taking place in Los Angeles, California. This is taking place somewhere on the East Coast because it's snowing at the time, correct?
Yeah. And then an angel comes that's sent from heaven to help Jimmy Stewart by showing him what life would have been like.
I think his character's name is George, right? In the movie, something like that?
Yes, it is George Bailey.
George Bailey, there we go.
Story of George Bailey.
So he created Bailey's Empire. So all you guys sipping on that good stuff, you know, just know that it came from George Bailey's Empire.
So the angel comes and he shows Jimmy Stewart what life would be like if he didn't exist.
Ooh.
It's a pretty miserable
scary.
Film,
yeah,
but
scary.
In perspective, you got to think of it this way. The war, World War II had just ended. The troops were coming home and they had like mental, you know, shell shock and PTSD, true PTSD, not this I got beat up in boot camp and now I have PTSD, but this true stuff where you saw war, you had battles, and you came back very different.
Mm-hmm.
And so lots of people were coming back different.
And respect to all our veterans out there.
And it was kind of like a movie that like it helped the veterans because it let them think that they shouldn't kill themselves, which they kind of were because they had, brain damage from
the
war.
They did.
And so this movie was a very big movie. It's also another movie that everybody listens to and watches.
It's a great movie. If you haven't seen it yet, I would suggest you watch it with your family or just check it out. You know, you don't have to watch the whole thing because it's a very long movie as well. But it's one of the classics of all time for Christmas.
Yes. Other actors in that movie were Frank Capra, Donna Reed, who plays Mary Bailey.
Mary was fine, though.
Carolyn Grimes, who played Zuzu, and Virginia Patton,
Zuzu,
and Jimmy Hawkins.
Zuzu.
And also Drew Barrymore's grandpa, Lionel Barrymore.
Lionel
Richie, Reggae Nights. Oh, no, that's Dancing on the Ceiling.
And then,
what a feeling.
All right, everybody, coming down to number three, we got another super duper crazy Scoop classic, and it made the list last year, and it made the list this year as well. 2023's best.
That is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which we will be telling you the full story on our Christmas stories next week's episode.
Yeah, we're going to give you all that info, but we'll just tell you a brief thing. Chevy Chase is super cool, and he has the coolest
super
cousin.
Cool.
He has a crazy family. You got to check it out. The whole thing is insane. It's just a bunch of insanity, and it looks kind of like a normal Christmas dinner at my house, but, I mean, you guys got to check it out. If you haven't heard of this or haven't seen it, I suggest you get out there and watch it today.
Yes, Chevy Chase, 1989 Christopher Columbus film.
Actually, this is my favorite part. Let's let them hear this. This is Renner's favorite part of all time in a Christmas movie.
I like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people. And I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass,
Whoa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
Yeah, that was a little quick.
So he was very pissed. And, we'll just give you that a bit. Yeah, let's move on because we're gonna analyze that whole movie next week.
Oh yeah, okay,
so,
you're right.
We'll give you guys the whole scoop of everything and the reason why he was going crazy and the reason why it's so hilarious next week. So tune into that. And so moving on, we have got number two,
and this is a great way to. Like close this list kind of because Macaulay Culkin who's been selling his movies since the day he was born every single year without fail has finally not only until finally
wait a minute let's give this a scoop let's give him the scoop after because we still got our Macaulay Culkin tribute later.
Okay.
So we'll give them
we'll get more into that. But he did get his star in Hollywood. That's what we'll be talking about.
Yeah, and we're going to give you much more about that. But we have to get into the number two Christmas movie of all time in 2023. And the number two Christmas movie of all time
is Home Alone, Part One.
Numero uno and two. I mean, well, yeah. One and two.
1990, I saw this movie in theaters as a kid. It was insane.
Tell them the story, Gunnar. Tell the whole story.
Four.
All right, that's it. You got to tell the whole story now. You can't just say that and then leave. So now you got to tell us how old you were and how it went down and did you eat popcorn? Did you eat hot dogs?
So I was four. So
did you pee yourself?
Can't quite remember, but I do remember this. The year after we bought it on.
Laughing that is.
We bought it on VHS the year after. And we watched it religiously, just rewind, watch it again, rewind, watch it again. They had a Pizza Hut commercial in the beginning of the movie where all the kids are eating Pizza Hut. And we go crazy for this commercial. And then the movie where Macaulay Culkin, who's Kevin McAllister, eats pizza.
Kevin!
And his big fat brother, Bud, eats the cheese pizza.
That guy was terrible.
He gets punched in his stomach and barfs. As a whole thing, you know, we love this movie as a kid.
So, Gunnar, do you have a favorite scene in this movie? Do you have a favorite part, you know, that you still reminisce to this day?
Oh, yeah.
And it still makes you crack up because it's so funny and it's so genuine. Could you please explain that to us?
Every single scene with Joe Pesci in it. Every single frame that Pesci is in this movie is just like classic gold.
All right, yeah, me too. But my favorite part is kind of slightly different because I like the part where the pizza boy comes up and he pulls up and then he's playing this gangster movie. It's an old gangster movie. And I found out recently that this gangster movie doesn't really exist. It was just made up for the movie specifically. And he has a machine gun and he pauses it and he says, you know how he pauses. Play, pause, and pauses the movie in between.
As if that actually worked.
As if he was the man, but he...
You remember back in the day on the VHS, if you rewound it and paused it, they would kind of skip a few seconds, so you'd barely miss it.
Unless you're like Mr. On Time, unless he turned the volume down and timed it perfectly.
How many VCRs did I break because of that movie?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. How many VCRs did I break trying to order pizza because of that movie?
Exactly. Trying to imitate Kevin McAllister.
It was unaccountable. But yeah, that was my favorite part.
If I was 4 years old when it came out. How old were you?
We're going to... What year was that?
You were seven?
What year was that again?
1990.
90? Yeah, it was about seven or eight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh man, that must have been a cool movie for you to experience.
Yeah, for me, it was cool. It was very cool. I remember it vividly inside of my mind, and it's right there in the memory bank. And that's why I'm telling you about that part. That part was my favorite part of the whole movie, and I love the whole movie. The Joe Pesci, the fire in the head. But we're gonna explain all this stuff.
The wet bandits.
Next week we're gonna get deep.
Yeah, because we're also gonna storytelling with that movie too.
That's a lot of stuff.
Little tribute to Macaulay Culkin in a bit.
Yeah. But, we got
Macaulay Culkin
more to talk about with
Kevin McAllister. Joe Pesci played Harry. I guess his name was Harry Lime.
Harry Lime. Lime.
Did they even say his last name? I guess he had a last name in the script.
I didn't really hear it. But they wanted to be known as the Wet Bandits because of Daniel Stern.
Did you just say the Wetbacks?
No, wait, hell, whoa. What? Whoa.
Hey, I'm Mexican, so I take offense to that.
Wait a minute. If I was trying to rob somebody and, you know, they wanted to call me that.
Daniel Stern played Marv Merchants.
Daniel-san.
Kieran Culkin.
Are you talking about Daniel-san?
Daniel Stern, not Daniel San. Daniel Stern.
I thought you said Daniel.
So Daniel Stern and Mr. Miyagi. No, Daniel Stern. He was Marv, and Joe Pesci was Harry. They're great bad guys.
And he won with a crane kick at the end.
Catherine O'Hara is also in it. John Hurt, who passed away, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
And David.
He was cool though.
Devin Rattray, who played Bud McAllister. Also Pete and Pete's in it. You know, a couple other John Candy
you know
have a scene.
Is that
oh, John Candy's my favorite scene.
Oh yeah.
We're talking about polka polka polka. And,
oh, that's right. They take the polka
band.
Yeah. I forgot about that part, man. Yeah, that's a cool scene as well.
So I do got the scoop on that. They said that John Candy flew in off of his movie and did the movie for a regular base rate. Like he took a big pay cut for that scene, and it's a very memorable scene. He worked on the movie
was with
for
this
the day.
Polka group, but wait.
He chilled with Macaulay Culkin and the whole crew, Christopher Columbus, who directed the movie.
So this was
actually before
Uncle Buck. Before Uncle Buck came out, he did that little scene with Macaulay Culkin. So they worked with each other numerous times before.
I'm sorry. The producers are telling me that National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was directed by a man named Jeremiah S. Chechik. And it was not Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus did, however, direct Home Alone. I'm sorry, Renner, what were you saying?
Polka is good, and I just want everybody out there to have a polka Christmas.
Well, she wanted to marry me, so what was I supposed to do?
I guess get with her.
I had to. All right, so greatest Christmas movie ever made, Home Alone. They also made a sequel, and it was just as amazing. Then they made a third one, and it sucked. And they made a fourth one, and it was stupid. I'm still waiting for a Home Alone with the black kid in it.
That would be cool.
I'm going to be down when they finally do it. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre
Snoop.
As Marv and Harry? Are you kidding me?
That would be awesome. That sounds like the amazing combination right there. That should be... They should have made that already. They should have made,
I know.
Yeah. Homeboy Alone. There it is.
Come on,
it's
man.
It's going to happen.
We want that.
It's going to happen.
I speak on behalf of all Americans when I say we want, especially with all this George Soros inclusiveness, we want Homeboy Alone.
Homeboy Alone, man.
The urban version of Home Alone.
That would be pretty cool.
And we're not going to stop talking until we get it, folks. You get all these other stupid movies, you know, these roles, but we want Home Alone. So you make it happen, producers. Zuck, if you're listening to the show with your AI bots, you make sure that happens, okay?
You can do it, and he can do it, and it's always going to happen. And so now we are coming down to the...
Hold on.
Not yet.
We can't mention the last final movie without having a good song.
You're right. So we're not getting into it yet, but we will.
Here it comes.
Get into it as soon as we play this.
You know when you're driving down the streets and you see Christmas trees?
And Christmas lights.
Christmas lights and Christmas presents through people's windows and their houses.
And everybody filled with joy and happiness.
You can look through that window, see a family hugging, drinking eggnog.
Having a great time.
Standing by the fireplace. It's a great feeling. Well, how about you go take a nice Christmas drive this holiday season? Take the kids, load up the van.
Yep.
You know, West Covina's got a very great holiday spirit. Pasadena's got one, too.
Pasadena's got it going on.
Los Angeles, I think they hate America
There's a lot of places that hate
us Christians. But I'm pretty certain some places are still putting up lights.
Yeah, they got Glendora.
Not enough.
Glendale. Burbank. I mean, there's a lot of places that are lighting up the lights.
Long Beach, Queen Mary, Knott's Berry Farm, Disneyland.
LA, Disney, yeah. All those good places, you know? They got a little street in Almani, too. I mean, there's stuff going on everywhere.
Pretty much just look through any window.
But you have to find the spot. You know, look through any window and you'll find the spot.
Look through any window?
So just keep searching and searching. Take the family with you, like Gunnar was saying, and just go have a good old time. Give them memories to reminisce upon for years to come. Every Christmas season. So now, everybody, we are ready to announce the number one Christmas movie of all time of 2023.
The number one.
You guys ready for
Christmas movie? And I actually didn't even consider this a Christmas movie until I heard all the Lennies start talking about it and pointing out that it was actually secretly a Christmas movie.
It was made in Christmas, and of course it's made in Christmas.
I don't totally agree, but I kind of do because I put it at number one this year in 2023. Maybe it'll change next year.
Number one. Let's see what it is. How can we tell them? What can we tell them? Here we go. Let's tell them.
Oh.
It is.
What the hell was that?
Not that.
Can we get a different drum roll, producers?
I know. That was the stupidest
and
drum
roll. It is.
Thank you, guys. It is the.
The.
Bat.
Runner, you want to tell him?
Bat. It's the Bat. Batman. Batman Returns.
Batman Returns.
That's Batman Returns, everybody. What year was that? 1994 or 6?
1992.
Two? Oh, yes. 1992, everybody. Batman Returns. If you have never seen that one was made for Christmas. How could it not be? Just think about it, everybody.
Think Penguin. About it.
Penguins are from the cold.
From the snow.
From the cold and the snow.
Yes.
Who was the penguin?
Danny DeVito. Frank DeVito. From Always Sunny in Philadelphia, in case you ladies are a little too young to know the
Ooh,
significance of this star, this movie actor.
Taxi. I mean, come on now.
Come on, Taxi.
Taxi.
Frank from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Twins.
Twins, yep.
Oh, man.
He was amazing. Amazing actor, great actor.
Yeah, you could just, all his movies are pretty much pretty solid.
Yeah, he's gold. That guy, DeVito, he's a master.
Danny DeVito, he's a master.
And of course.
He's super funny.
And a lot of Lennings don't know, but the original Beetlejuice, the first Beetlejuice, was a guy named Michael Keaton.
So Beetlejuice played Batman.
That's
I don't know
right.
if you know Batman, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Batman, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Winona Ryder, Johnny Depp. It all goes down, you know?
So, yeah, that's true. Michael
Tim
Keaton
Burton.
Was a great. Oh, yeah. And then you guys know, Lennies know who Tim Burton is. They
you
better
do.
Know. They
you,
knew.
You
they
know
knew
him from Caroline. Is that what he directed?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Yep. You know
that's
him from Nightmare Before Christmas.
And probably Caroline too. It's the same thing.
Caroline, and then he did Alice in Wonderland.
He did that, yeah,
recently.
With Johnny Depp. No, wait.
Yeah, Johnny Depp was...
Was
it Johnny Depp or was it Elijah Wood? Elijah Wood played the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland,
yeah.
Right? Or
yeah,
was it Johnny Depp?
I think he also did what's the remake of...
The Tooth Fairy. I mean, the Candyman. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
There it is. Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
It was probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Well, Lennies are now pissed at you. We're going to get all kinds of hate mail. But hey.
Too late.
It's just the opinion.
Too late. Well, go ahead and put it back on Lil Wayne.
But we did.
Because we cuss too much.
But we did put a Tim Burton movie out there as number one. So you guys can't hate too much.
Can't hate too much.
We're not hating their producer.
Actually, in the 90s, this guy was solid.
He
ended up.
He was awesome.
He made a Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow.
That was like 99, right? Or 2000?
Graham Nash.
Graham Nash.
Alan Clark. Sleepy
Hollies.
Yes.
The Hollies and the Hollows.
Oh, man. So, yes. Tim Burton, he made Sleepy Hollow. And, you know, he was...
He was amazing. Just an amazing producer overall. He did Wednesday for everybody out there, didn't he? Isn't he a producer Wednesday? I believe so.
Oh, yeah, he did Wednesday. And that
so
movie
that's the newest thing.
So stupid.
It's a series.
Oh, yeah, but even worse. There's more more than an hour.
There's tons of Wednesday fans out there.
And I probably just pissed them all off. But if you're a man and you watch the Wednesday show, you should probably seek help.
TMW.
And especially if you watched it by yourself, then you're probably already checked in, signed, sealed, delivered.
Well, as long as they don't watch Barbie movie by themselves.
Obviously,
men don't do
the
that.
Same guy who watched the Wednesday show is the same guy who watched the
Barbie movie.
Yes.
By himself.
Twice. Three times. Four times a lady.
Repeat.
Every night. That's how he goes to sleep.
So, everybody, the number one movie, Batman Returns, it's about Batman, you know, part two.
Michelle
and
Pfeiffer's in it.
Ooh,
Scarface.
Shoot. Michelle Pfeiffer was fine back then.
Scarface's
too.
Wife's in
she
it.
She was nicely looking. She had some legs for days, everybody.
She
didn't have no plastic surgery,
80s.
No plastic done at all.
Nope.
Just looking fine and
skinny,
great.
Just eating salads every day and
eating
salt grains.
Eating salads and freaking working, doing butt lifts and all that shit.
Christopher Walken kills her in that movie. He throws her out the window and she becomes Catwoman. Not to be confused with Zoe Kravitz's terrible version of... I just watched that stupid...
Oh, wait a minute. Stop.
Producers are giving us the red light.
Hold on.
All right,
let's
Batman. Michelle
Batman
Pfeiffer.
To,
Danny DeVito.
Michael Keaton was always the hero. He was awesome. I think... Did Prince do a soundtrack in that one? I'm not sure. I think it was part one. But
Prince did part one. The soundtrack in part two was
Christmas. The soundtrack
with
two was good, too, though. It was actually another good one. I think they had a little bit of rap and a little bit of mixture of this and that. But it was pretty awesome. I mean, they came up. They did a good movie. And
Oh,
who else could play the penguin but the miniature penguin?
Danny Elfman, he did the soundtrack. from Oingo Boingo, Danny Elfman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool. He was good.
Him and Tim Burton are pretty tight. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that we didn't see Pee Wee Herman in this movie with a little cameo role, because he was real tight with Tim Burton back in the day.
Well, he was probably in a theater somewhere watching movies. I don't know what he was, but he was watching some movie somewhere.
All right, everybody, that is it. That is the... Oh, it was really distributed by Warner Brothers, and it released on June 16th, 1992, just in time for everyone to get it on VHS for Christmas.
If you weren't born in 92, go look up 90s were awesome. I mean, this was the end of the 80s and a new style. Everything changed. Everything was changing.
A huge movie.
Everything
was changing, and this was like the on the head of the change.
Yeah, it was part of it. Yeah, it was a cultural movement movie.
It was.
So it was a big deal.
And it was, you know, released not too far after part one, but like the cultural differences, like you said, were very different. Like, for instance, like Prince was on part one, but by part two, it was like almost Prince didn't even exist
anymore. They were kind of giving rap,
exactly.
They were giving rap part of the game because rap was a big deal back then. So things were changing, and you're correct, Gunner, in that way, because that is all true, what you are saying. And so,
It did very, very well. It grossed $270 million on its box office weekend.
And do you know how much millions in the 92?
In 1992.
Wow.
That's like $100 billion dollars today.
Gunner, do you have the budget that it costs to make the movie so we could discover the difference?
I do.
Let's see what the difference is, everybody.
The budget at its height, at the completion, was...
This is at the height.
$75 million, and they pulled in...
$250.
70.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah,
so they made $200 million.
Yep. $270 million.
Woo! Man.
Yeah, $200 million. Yeah, what am I saying?
What would you do with that? What would you do with that? Bermuda, Jamaica, girl, I wanna take you.
Drop a cocaine melting in my hand.
Snort it like you can.
In Jamaica reggae nights. Burton, Tim Burton had no interest in making the sequel, believing he was creatively restricted by the expectations of Warner Brothers, who put him on a pedestal for part one and that success. He agreed to return in exchange for significant creative control. So this movie...
So he wanted significant... He did do... It was all Burton.
This movie is more Burton than any other movie existing besides Sleepy Hollow.
Besides Sleepy Hollow.
And Big Fish.
And Nightmare Before Christmas. Besides those, and Beetlejuice.
Most people don't know, though, that Nightmare Before Christmas was actually... He hired another director to fulfill his project because it was too time-consuming. He had other projects to work on. And that movie took 3 years to create.
It was claymation. It was kind of... It was different. Those take a long, long time. Like we talked about earlier in our number five, which was the Rudolph one. And Frosty. But those were claymation, that was just like that.
And that's why he made it claymation in reference of the old 60s movies. But he agreed to return to Batman Part 2 for significant creative control, including replacing the writer.
Right.
And hiring his team.
Good.
And that's why I'm saying I'm surprised Pee Wee Herman
wasn't
in there.
And his team was a lot cheaper.
Maybe.
He was in
I'm surprised Elvira wasn't in there either.
Elvira was at a doctor... playing with dolls, plastic dolls.
Yeah, she was
there. She was having a good time, too.
Yes, everybody out there.
So that is it. Concludes. Our top list. Woo!
This concludes
the top Christmas movies of all time.
Yes.
For 2023.
Yes, everybody. We did it. I hope you agreed. Here are a few honorable mentions. Oh, wait. We gotta.
Hold on. Let's.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got to tell everybody how to make a drink real quick.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's see.
Let's give them the drink special right here. What? So, everybody, we're going to give you one of the special drinks for Christmas. This is going to be an amazing drink. I mean, the buzz is great. The flavors are amazing. And everything about it is just, you know, beautiful and wonderful. So, Gunner, what do you got for us?
I got the Forzanjenbauer.
Wait a minute. One more time?
Forzanjenbauer. Forzanjenbauer.
Forzanjenbauer.
It's a mouthful. I know. It's pretty mouthy.
Forzanjenbauer.
Forzanjenbauer something.
Okay, so what does that drink consist with, and how does it relate to Christmas for the world to know? And I'm curious myself. You know, I'm over here thinking, like, shoot, I actually want one right now. I don't know. Well, let's see what the ingredients are, and then I'll judge later. Let's go.
All right,
give
everybody.
It to us, Gunner.
Let's see. We got...
Eggs?
We're pulling it up right here. All right, I'm pulling up right here, everybody. So here we go.
What'd you say? Fourth of
July? So, sorry. Thank you for your patience. Everyone, take a swig of your coffee. You know, make sure your seatbelts are on.
I'll sip my Corona coffee.
Keep your eyes on the road. We got you. Don't worry. The show's not over yet. It's just beginning. I know. Actually, we're going to end pretty soon.
Everybody relax. We go. Now we're going to get
40 minutes of show already?
These relaxing ingredients. And you know what? If you feel like making this at home, then get yourself an ingredient cup. I mean, get yourself some ingredients and get yourself a little something to stir it in.
Yeah, get yourself about 10 to 12 glasses, empty glasses. Get yourself a nice bowl to stir things in, like Runner said. And then also get yourself two oranges, two lemons.
Two oranges, two lemons.
And eight and a half cups of red wine. Or woo! Boysenberry wine, if you shop in like that.
And then say, woo!
Or rice wine, in case you're of the Asian culture.
Sake, I love sake.
Or tequila, in case you're Mexican.
Sake, sake?
A stick of cinnamon.
Wait a minute. Did you just say sake in a stick?
No, just a stick.
Cinnamon, okay. 2 to 3 inches long? Holy moly, that's little. Hey,
you can get a stick
Asian
of cinnamon. And,
and then
five cloves. One dash of ginger and a half pound of sugarloaf. Two cups of brown rum. So brown rum and red wine mixed together, heated. You light the sugarloaf on fire and let it drip into your drink.
Holy caca.
And you drink the whole juice warm.
Okay, so you serve that, and how many servings does that make, Gunner, for this whole creation that you were talking about?
8 to 12. So, like,
8 to 12 people or 8 to 12 drinks.
So let me give them the gun down.
Let them know.
Wash the oranges and lemons. Put the red wine and the oranges and cinnamon and cloves in a large pot, and heat them up.
Right.
Don't boil them. Move the pot.
Don't boil
over
them. Very important. Don't boil them because it'll come out nasty.
Yeah, don't boil
them.
Your alcohol. It'll burn all the alcohol, dummy.
We can't emphasize so much to not boil them.
What are you, stupid?
Yeah.
What are you idiots out there, dumb? You don't cook alcohol. You'll burn it all off.
Exactly.
Anyways, you move the pot.
Warm it up. Don't boil it. Very important.
You put the pot on a heating surface, and you place the sugar loaf above, and then you light it on fire. And with the tongs, you press the sugar loaf, and it drips down.
Yum.
Soak the sugar loaf with the rum and light up the alcohol.
Whoa.
Sugar loaf will melt and drip into the wine.
Flambe style?
Add the rum. Keep the fire burning. After the sugar loaf is used up, stir gently and serve. It serves 10 to 12 glasses.
Forget it. I'm just going to take the damn wine bottle and sip 8 to 10 cups myself.
I'm just going
to
take the damn rum bottle.
The red bottle.
You take the rum. You take the wine. I'll take the rum. We'll have ourselves
a
good
time. We'll
see
what happens. And then just light a fire in the backyard. Anyways, that sounds good, though.
Yes.
I like that drink sounds amazing.
We do got a side note. Use a dry red wine. It should taste a whole lot better if you do that.
I prefer wet red wine because when I'm with girls. Dry red wine sounds fine to me. Dry wet wine.
Yes.
Dry red wine. So dry. What the heck does that even mean? Okay. Thank you for that, Gunner. And that was an important instruction of how to create. What the heck was the name of the recipe you were naming anyway?
It was called a Feuerzangenbowl. That's Feuerzangenbowle. That's how you spell it.
Man, if I drink that, I think I'm going to have a gin bowl myself. So,
a forcing gin bowl.
Yeah, I think I'm going to force a gin bowl, too.
All right, everybody, but we got a few honorable mentions to mention to everybody.
Oh, here we go.
That didn't quite make the list that you're all emailing us about. Oh, all right. Runner and Gunner, you didn't put the list that we want.
Yep.
Oh, you're supposed to listen to what your audience is wanting and change the script according to what we say, as if we weren't the creative ones. All right, everybody,
here it is. Here we go. These are the honorable mentions. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes, starring Jim Carrey.
Directed
by that one dude from Happy Days.
And frickin' Pat, whatever his name is, from
The Fonz. Is The Fonz in that movie? He should be. Maybe they should remake a sequel.
Pat Nomanishki, rest his soul.
They should remake a sequel and put The Fonz in it.
They should, but number
another honorable
two
mention.
Honorable mention is Miracle on 34th Street. Featuring the actual Santa Claus. Hello, Santa Claus.
Yes, there's
and we're talking about
a
the
new
one
version,
with,
old version, whatever.
We're talking about the one with the tap dancing guru freaking, what's her name herself? Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, that's herself. The one we're talking about. We're not talking about the one with Matilda. One. We're talking about the one with Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple kicks butt. And now, the
another
next
honorable
one
mention is a Jingle. Very Brady Christmas.
Oh, yeah, a Very Brady Christmas.
A Very Brady Christmas with Greg Brady, Marsha Brady, Cindy
Jan
Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Brady Kong and Diddy Kong.
Diddy Kong and a P. Diddy and
made for TV movie.
Notorious.
For CBS.
B-R-A-D-Y.
It was released back in 1988, directed by Peter Baldwin. And yeah, as you could guess, it was just a Brady movie in the 80s. It was nice and fun.
So they were all older and
we watched it. We loved it.
It was the greatest movie I've ever seen.
I know, for real.
Besides,
If you watch it now, it's so dated, but you guys don't understand.
It was the greatest movie besides Elf.
So back in the day, it was like the only syndicated show on TV. So we all watched Brady Bunch. Our families watched Brady Bunch. Our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, our sons.
Yeah, we love that one. So
another honorable mention.
The Brady Bunch one was great.
Is the greatest story ever told from Christmas. Well, not the greatest, but one of them. The 80s movie, A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story. And that one is
And that explains itself.
Good.
Everybody knows The Christmas Story. You're going to see it. It's on every channel during Christmas.
And, all right, everybody. So that one, right. BB gun to the face, and then he still wants a BB gun, and then he ends up shooting his face.
And then his
the
friend
end.
Sticks his tongue out on the frozen pole and gets stuck, and Schwartz cusses and gets beat up by his
Wait
mom.
Wait a minute, didn't he stick his wiener on the pole? I mean, he stuck his tongue on the pole.
Oh,
and it
man.
Got stuck, and then he went to the
episode?
Forest and got stung by a bee. I mean, anyways, all that stuff.
Oh, man. Yes, The Christmas Story is a great movie. Miranda Richardson's and Billy Madison's dad. It was so great.
Richardson's in it?
They have son? It every year. Schwartz.
Don's in it?
The other kids, you know, Ralphie.
Ralphie.
His brother. Ralphie's brother. The two bullies.
Yeah, the two
Vargas,
bullies. Ralphie's dad. The
Scott
policeman.
Vargas, remember?
Yeah.
And then Ralphie kicks Scott Vargas' ass. Good.
He does,
too.
And it's about time.
He was very well deserved.
He was
deserved.
Kind of a mean person, so that's exactly. Well deserved, and just, you know, well given, because sometimes if you mess up and you act like an idiot to people, you need to get beat down. And that's just the way percussions go. That's the way of life. And if you run that cycle in the negative direction, things are going to come negatively to you in your life. But if you think about things in a positive light,
yeah,
things will come great to you.
So how about
so
you like embrace
you
love, you
do.
Know, devote yourself to love, you know, start helping people, start being nice. It pays off to be nice and kind. And you could still be nice and kind like Ralphie and beat up people. Like if you're nice and kind, you beat up bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. And that's it all goes with the strong, heroic man type who's a man who has his thing down, who gets all the money, gets all the roles, who gets all the tolls and all the ladies.
And so, everybody, that was our Christmas list, the 2023 greatest Christmas movies of all time.
Yes.
For 2023.
So now. We got to take a commercial break. Or
we got to, yeah, we got to pay our sponsors some tribute again. But we still have a little bit, hold on more, actually. But we'll be right back
after these commercial breaks.
Stay tuned, suckers. Merry Christmas, Lenny.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
I remember, ho, 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 and a dippity-doo-dah-day.
And it's not the holidays, everybody. It's America. We celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. It's Christmas,
Welcome,
everybody.
Welcome, everybody. The runner
going
to show Christmas specials.
Yes, it
are
is.
Are already up and running.
We are. Up
we're
and running,
gonna be
gunning.
Freaking kicking some butt. What? Yes.
Yes.
Kicking some ass. With class.
And popcorn.
Yes. And a lot of good things are coming out of it. We're telling you guys, we're going to have the top five this, the top this, then that.
So,
and not only that,
Bandit,
we're going to have tales of Christmas, how great Christmas is, and so how great wonderful lights are. And
life is wonderful.
Giving it all for the children and all for the adults, and everybody's going to love the latest and the greatest Runner Gunner Christmas special.
So walk underneath those mistletoes and roast those chestnuts, because this is going to be one great Christmas season for podcasting. The Runner and Gunner podcast, that is.
And so listen up, Runner Gunner Podcast Christmas Special 2023.
Yes, and find it now at the Monday Morning Podcast, the only Monday morning podcast in existence, every Monday, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else you can find a podcast.
So everybody, we just want you to know, Christmas is a special time, and we're going to make it more special for you guys if you tune in every Monday morning throughout this December season. So get your sleigh bells, get your wreaths, get your mistletoes, get everything together, and don't stress about anything, because Runner Gunner Show has got you coming back.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
From Runner and Gunner 2023.
Monday Morning Podcast.
You know that metal plate in my head?
How could I forget?
I had to have it replaced because every time Catherine revved up the microwave, I'd piss my pants and forget who I was for a half hour or so.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? Welcome back.
Happy Monday. Happy December. Monday morning. What's up, everybody? Cheers to everybody. And,
we're going to have a good week,
Monday,
everybody.
Is married to you.
We're going to have a good... Don't worry about money. Don't worry about hours. Don't worry about flights. Don't worry about circumstances. It's the holidays. Everybody's miserable. And we want you to be happy in your misery. Listen to the Runner Gunner Show. Have yourself some food. Have yourself some alcohol. Fresh air, you know. There's nice, cold, nippy fresh air. Just, you know... You can do this. This is going to be a great week. You're going to do incredible things this week. Carpe diem, seize the day.
Yep.
You know, don't be such a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, have some down with it spirits. Instead.
Yeah,
instead
get
of
down
being a
with
downer,
it.
Get down with it and just show,
get your back up off
show
the wall.
Everybody that you love them and show some love to your fellow brother, sister, man, woman, whoever you can. And, yeah, it's time to be merry, everybody. It's not time to stress out about what I got to buy and what I got to do and I got to do this and that and how I'm going to survive the next day. Just live it day by day and be thankful that you're here. Because if you remember, you were a kid once, and I'm sure most, if not all, kids did get presents around this time during the 25th. So I'm telling you guys out there, it doesn't matter how big or how small the present is. It's the thought put into the present, and it's the time that you took to buy that present and to give it to the next person and to the next niece, nephew, daughter, son, whatever it may be,
really
spouse or significant
heart.
Other, the freaking love and time that you take.
Yes, it's true,
so
everybody.
That's what we're talking about.
You know, just try your best to stay away from negativity. Don't watch the news. Turn off social media. Don't listen to any stupid politician who's telling some idiot how to vote. Or don't watch dumb movies like Barbie or these CGI crap or... All this dumb entertainment. Entertainment
is ruined. What are they supposed to do on Wednesdays?
How about read a book, go for a walk, go to your work, go to your job, take care of your kids, play a board game.
With your kids, yeah. Or you could just gain a knowledge of something that you never ever thought.
Yeah, take a class.
Or you could, if you're living your dream, what about living your second dream? Think about what you wanted to be secondly besides what you're already living. So there's always something that you could do to create yourself and become the better person that you should be.
Renew yourself. It's about to be New Year's. You know, it's the perfect time to start thinking about what you want to renew in yourself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, stop trying to change everybody. Stop trying to force everybody to think the same way as you. We're all individuals. The country is built on individuality. We're not communists. We don't all do the same thing. We don't all have the same things. We don't watch the same things. We don't listen to the same things. So why should we think the same way?
And so that... Well, with all that said, I'm ready to hear the Lenny list of Christmas. Let's give it to them.
You saying that our list wasn't good enough?
No, Lenny's? Our list was amazing, but I'm saying we have to have a side list for the special occasion of the person that
hated this. Well, let's take a chance.
But let's take a chance on this list.
You voted for it, Lenny's, and so we got the list right here.
Lenny's.
So if you have, I don't know, say two cats, no girlfriend, you whack it all day long.
TMW.
You're kind of losery. You play too much PlayStation 5. You hate and criticize everyone. You hate America.
Yes.
You hate Christmas songs. You hate your job. You know, you only work 20 hours a week.
They suck
things
at life.
Like that, you know.
If you suck at life.
We made a list especially for you. Oh, Lenny.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That sums it up in one verb or one noun.
You Lennies are gonna hate this
it's
episode.
It's a verb in allowed. Anyways, Lennies, we got you guys a special, specialty.
We got the Lenny list, the Lenny Christmas movie list. This is not just from 2023. This is indefinite.
This is all time. Yeah, this is indefinite.
This song will be their. This list will be their list. Your list, Lenny. Indefinitely throughout the history of time till the remainder of time. I guarantee you. Here it is, Lenny list. Number four.
Christmas movie will be.
The top four Lenny movies of Christmas are Jingle All the Way. Because we know Lennies don't like Kindergarten Cop, but they like Jingle All the Way.
Way more?
I guess Sinbad is in it.
Sinbad is cool.
So is Anakin Skywalker. Annie, why don't you make a podcast and we could all drive it together.
Anakin's in it.
Podcast racers, I'd say we're winning, Joe Rogan, by far in originality, creativity, and comedy.
And dopeness.
And awesomeness.
So, we got number three. Number three is
Noel. Starring Anna Kendricks and that pervert.
Anakin again?
Bill Maher.
Why is
Knight,
Anakin?
Bill
Anakin's
Maher,
in everything?
Whatever the hell. No one cares.
Bill Burr? Bill?
Why
Bill
would
Burr's
you put a
cool,
pervert?
Actually. What's up, Bill Burr?
Oh, it definitely wasn't Bill Burr.
Bill Burr is awesome.
Anyways, Google it. You'll see what idiot I'm talking about. He's in it.
Bill Clinton?
Who cares? Who cares?
Noel.
Look it up, Lenny.
He's kind of cool.
They know who I'm talking. They know what movie we're talking about.
And you know what's jacked up? All right, number two. It's sad because there's a greatest, one of the greatest songs I ever heard in my lifetime were named after this movie. And they took that greatest song and made the movie into garbage. So I don't want to say it. Go ahead.
Garbage. It is called The Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, it's not. It's called. It's called.
Oh, sorry, producers. We have to pay a fine now for throwing The Nightmare Before Christmas underneath the bus. I read that wrong. I'm sorry. It's called The Night Before. With Seth Rogen and.
Why isn't it with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr just doing The Night Before?
That song is nowhere CGI. In that movie. That song couldn't be farther from that movie ever.
Yeah.
It's a movie called The Night Before with Joe Rogan, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and some stupid other idiot and a couple more idiots.
And it's about just getting high and drunk. I mean, that's
yeah,
just every
there's no
day.
Cheechies, there's no naked girl. I think there's naked dudes and drug use, things
Lord,
that no man
guys.
Cares about.
So it's...
It's very blasphemous. They cuss nonstop. They don't cuss as much as the Runner and Gunner show, though, because we are the cussers.
Yeah, we are the cussers.
We cuss.
Of
better
a
turn the show off because it's cussing so much. Remember last week?
Stop it. Yeah. They want us to stop it, but we are talking about. All right, so that's a Beatles song name, and they didn't make it into a cult.
The song's
classic.
Not in the movie.
I know, not at all. They didn't even heard of the song until the movie came out, and Paul McCartney should have sued their butts off.
Yeah.
For at least a couple mil.
In fact, I got an idea for a movie. It's called Norwegian Wood. But I'm not going to use the Beatles song. I'm going to use Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga.
See, my movie is more like Look at My Wood for Two. No, anyways. No. So it's.
I'm going to make another movie called
I
Want to Hold Your Hand.
There's no region that my wood cannot reach. Okay.
I'm going to make another movie called I Want to Hold Your Hand, but I'm not talking about the Beatles, all right? I made this up. I made the story up myself.
Okay. So what are you going to do then? You're just going to...
It's about two girls holding each other's hands.
And I'm
writing it for the Lennies, you know?
And so they're crossing the street.
Don't we all
like
lesbians?
Are they crossing
lesbians?
The streets?
I love them.
Me too.
Oh, man. Me. Two girls kissing. What's cooler? Hopefully this tow truck's not trying to tow us.
Well, hello.
Producers are giving us the red lights. We went too far again, everybody. The Night Before, if you're a stupid idiot, you know what I'm talking about.
You
probably watch
exactly
it every Christmas. Also, the number one Lenny Christmas movie, and this is if you have two or three cats, you love this movie. Elf.
Yeah. Elf is number one.
And we're not talking about the cool alien from the 80s sitcom. We're talking about Elf, the lamest, most wimpiest, most pathetic, most irritating, most asinine, most mind-cringing movie ever created.
So Elf is a grown man who is supposed to be an elf. And it's so...
This is a pretty angry episode for being a Christmas episode.
Jacked up. I know.
What's going on here? Sarcasm?
Damn producers.
It's a joke, Lenny. Jeez.
I know.
It's a joke. See,
relax,
it's Christmas spirit. It's supposed to be happy and we're angry.
See, we're messing with it. We're messing around. If you guys think it's way over their head, then you are Lenny.
The Pan Am. Shoo. Straight through the freaking the middle of their part.
Yeah, so...
Straight through the part in their forehead.
Elf is the greatest movie of all time.
According to a man with no girlfriend who owns five cats.
And whacks it every night. So thank you for whacking, and thank you for the list, sir.
And they're thanking those pixels on their screen. Everybody out there, we got another list.
All right, that was the top five. So now we got the new list that just came out. I mean, this list is fresh off the spot. This is fresh, brand freaking spanking.
No one's ever done it. Joe Rogan's never done it. Jimmy Fallon's never done it. Nope. Jimmy Kimmel's never done it.
Jimi Hendrix never
NBC,
did it.
NBC, CBS.
Jimmy Jones.
ABC, Fox 11.
Get
no one's
Jimmy.
Ever done this. Mel Brooks, Brooks and Dunn, Chevy Chase.
Yeah, Chubby Chasers.
Stanley Kubrick, Bill Murray. No one's ever done this
Harry
in
Carey.
Existence. You're hearing it first in this world. This is the only moment in life where you will hear
this list. This is the first time ever. And now we're talking about the
top
five.
Top five.
Five or four?
Top five.
Five
movies
of Macaulay.
Top five Macaulay Culkin
movies.
Yes.
Of all time.
Oh, man.
This is the greatest list ever made by mankind.
All right, so let's get
it. So let's get right into it. Right into it.
So number five.
Number five.
We got Getting Even with Dad.
Getting Even with Dad and Good Son. It's a tie. Getting Even with Dad and Good Son.
Well, Good Son was an honorable mention. It didn't quite make the list.
Oh, okay. Getting Even with Dad.
With Dad is the number five best Macaulay Culkin movie ever. Number four is a tie.
Is
My Girl
and
Richie Rich.
Why did he do it?
Number three.
Number three
is Party Monster.
The coolest party monster of all time.
Party Monster. Number three.
Number
two. Home Alone. One and two.
And the number one Macaulay Culkin movie of all time. Do you know what it is?
Uncle Buck.
You know what it is? Uncle Buck.
Yes, everybody. There you have it. The top five Macaulay Culkin movies ever created.
What about the honorable mention that we forgot?
Oh, yeah. Good Son.
Good Son.
We did mention it. It is the Good Son. Macaulay Culkin gets it in the end. His mom throws him off a treehouse and he breaks his neck and dies. Spoiler alert.
Well, he was a good son.
Macaulay Culkin was an honorable mention this week because he...
Congratulations to your star, Mr. Culkin.
He got his star. He got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for the first time. Catherine O'Hara was there. His wife was there. His baby was there. Seth Green was there.
Seth Green.
Macaulay Culkin's clean. He's got a son. He's looking cool.
Yeah, he's ready now.
He looks like he's ready for this generation.
He's ready to be awesome again.
I don't think he'll make a movie...
One more time.
...at the height of Home Alone. With that height, I mean... But I think that he's going to be I think everything's going to be all right. Michael Jackson's dead. Everything's going to be all right for Macaulay Culkin for now on.
All right. So, yeah, that's good. That was a good way to wrap up the show. And we're just telling you guys, we want you guys to have a merry Monday Christmas. And just be cool out there. And, you know, we gave you our top five. We gave the movies. We gave the Lenny movies, and we gave the Macaulay Culkin movies.
We gave you the Lenny list, everybody. What more can we give you?
That
the Lenny
awesome.
List. We did this for you, man. We tumbled for you. We didn't want to tell you that Elf was a good movie.
It was a great movie.
I wouldn't ever watch that movie. If someone has it on, I'll turn it off.
It's time to turn off the whackness and turn on.
If I see somebody watching The Night Before, I'll be like, what are you doing with your life?
Well,
but we are there for you, Lennies, because we love you.
We love
Runner
all
loves
the
you.
Lennies. Oh, yes, I love all the Lennies out there.
I love
all,
you.
All the above.
You're like children to me. I hold you in my arms, and I nurse you, and I grow you. You're like plants.
We're planting them. We're watering them with knowledge and
knowledge
all the good
and love,
stuff that they
information.
Need to
the
grow,
media is lying
to
you.
Correctly.
But the Runner and Gunner show, who's on the media, is not. It's kind of like in a gray area of media because we're not quite media. SAG don't like us. Lennies don't like us. In fact, everybody hates us. But they watch us. Maybe they love to hate us. Maybe that's what
it is.
But either way, we say things that nobody else is saying. We play music that nobody else is playing. We're allowed to play music, copyrighted music for podcasts, yet no podcast on earth does it. What is the reason? What is the reason that a podcast wouldn't play copyrighted licensed music?
Well, it's probably Lenny controlled.
Yep. Oh, they're trying to.
That's the only reason.
They're just trying to squeeze every penny. That's all they care about is trying to sell you something.
Pinch.
Like, how about you make a good product and it will sell itself?
And that's what we're doing here at the Runner Gunner Show. We're just waiting to get a great product for our audience because we care about our audience and we want our audience to know that we do care and we want to provide this service to you for free.
We do.
And we're giving you everything that we know and we're passing
it on
to the next generations and generations beyond that. And that's why we're telling you guys we want you to have a Merry Monday and a very Merry Christmas because that's what we care about.
We come out to Runner and Gunner Studios every week and we provide you entertainment that you will enjoy, that you will learn from, that will change your mind in the best way. So you can think for yourself and become the individual that you are. Look, the internet's full of everything in existence. There's no reason a group of people should all be listening to the same exact thing.
And another thing is an AI could never completely, you know, do what we do. They can't do it after we do it. They could try to copy the exact things that we say, but they can never do the tone. They can never do everything exactly. They don't have the emotional expressions that we have deeply within our hearts to deliver this art that we love to deliver. They don't have that. They have one emotion, which is just to go. They have one is go. So you guys got to learn that we are the ones that are going to create the dopeness and just keep on, you know, keep on giving you that. In our own motion, which is within deep within our hearts and the love that we spread.
That's right. We're just spreading love. We got hearts. We got loves. We don't got any vendettas. We're not a couple of radicals. We're not a couple of communists. We don't hate people. We don't hate this religion. We don't hate no religion. We don't hate anybody.
Yeah, it's all love. If you feel love. That love in your heart, then spread it.
We accept you.
We accept you, Lenny's. Even if you're a Lenny, we'll accept you.
Yeah, we're down
simply
with you.
Simply like that.
Like, you know, we might not invite you into Runner Gun Studios in case you're Richard Ramirez, but but anyone else, you know, you're not a vigorous murderer, then we'll probably be chill with you, you know?
For sure.
We'll probably not ever talk about politics or religion because that's bad manners.
Yeah, don't talk about any of that stuff. Yeah.
And on the rules of the show.
Which will cause arguments and you know, negative responses. Yeah. We don't talk about things that are going to give any negative responses. We just want positive responses here on the Runner Gunner Show, especially during the super duper episodes, which are the Christmas specials.
We don't casually drop F-bombs like, oh, that F and F was F'd. Well, you know, like, what did I just say? Like, who even knows? We don't casually drop curse words. We don't say curse words, so it's ridiculous that you out there, Lennies, should be saying that we curse when there hasn't been one curse word at all.
Not even nothing.
On this episode, on previous episodes. Yeah, we talk about chicks and bikinis. If you can't handle chicks and bikinis, then, you know, the problem's not us.
Yeah. There's something
girls exist.
In their own mind, I know.
Lennies, women exist. You're going to have to find out someday.
And you have to step up and approach these ladies, you know, If you're just shy about the ladies,
because they do exist
with them, it might be a problem within that.
We're not on a planet just full of men. Like, there is such a. In fact, we're on a planet full of ladies, and we just happen to exist in it.
Yeah, that's called prison.
And so, there's a world of women, and you're there. Like, you understand? Am I getting through to you? No, we're not. We lost him. Anyways, let's continue with
all
the
show. So, we're just about done.
Eggnog and Bailey's.
We
got
a
little bit of whiskey.
A lot of props
are you
to
down?
Eggnog and Bailey's. I prefer Presidente, and I like whiskey. It's Presidente's whiskey. I mean, you could do any kind of whiskey, but you got to heat it up correctly. Put let's say 2 cups of eggnog and maybe like 3/4 cups of whiskey, mix it all up, and then just drink it in 1 cup to yourself.
Runner.
And then.
Do you see that?
Continue with that.
Look out the window.
What?
What is that in the sky?
Is that Lucy in the sky? No, wait a minute. That ain't Lucy. Holy moly.
It's a Christmas miracle.
No way. What?
Whoa. Did you see
that? How did that happen?
Where'd it go?
Gone. All right.
Whoa.
Well, they never see what we saw. We saw a man.
Whoa. We're going to have to watch
that
the news.
That wasn't a meteor shower. That was something beyond.
That was something else.
I seen something, but I don't know. I don't know, you guys. Man, you guys got to check the news tonight because, wow, we just saw that. Was it him?
Whoa. I didn't even know. That was incredible. Producers, What was that? They don't know. They don't know what it is.
So they don't know. But what the heck? All right. So we heard that. We seen that through the windows of our studio.
What was that?
What the heck was that? Producers.
Producers?
What's going on? You guys messing with us?
Is that Uncle Lenny? It's a Christmas miracle.
What in the world? Whoa. And this is just the beginning of December, everybody. I can't believe it.
Scratching my head.
Stuff is going on. Stuff is going down. Right now.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of scared.
Oh no.
Well, let's get to the 2-minute rundown.
We better let everybody go because something might happen and the lights are kind of flickering in the studio. Anyways, things are going weird over here, so we better get going.
All right.
Before something happens, I don't want to lose electricity here. Let's get to the best part of the show.
The best part of the show?
Or the greatest part of the show?
Greatest part of the show.
That we love to call.
The 2-minute rundown!
In the NFL, things are going great for teams like the Eagles, the Niners, the Raiders, kind of, but things are going great for the AFC. The Kansas City Chiefs, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Bills are struggling, but there's a lot of stuff going on in the NFL. The playoffs are really close and near. NCAA football! Can you believe
that? Baby.
Georgia lost, and they freaking got upset by Alabama. Number one lost to number 8, so now who knows what's going to happen during the NCAA playoffs. That's football, that is. Things are going crazy, and things are going down. Basketball, National Basketball Association. We still got LeBron James. LeBron is the oldest player to ever do this and this and that. We already know he's going to keep breaking records and keep on going. Lakers are still playoff bound. I don't care what anybody says. They're going to make it to the playoffs. Clippers are doing damn well themselves. NHL, we got the freaking Kings and the Ducks kicking butt. Everything else is going on. But what does Gunnar have to say about the rundown? Let him know.
Joe Flacco reverts, not Joe Flacco the skinny man, but Joe Flacco the coach, I mean the quarterback.
The quarterback.
Reverts to Browns practice squad 1 day after starting.
He was the oldest man to ever score a touchdown in 2023, so that's pretty good.
Arizona passes Purdue for number one spot in men's college basketball.
NCAA basketball. Pretty good.
In the world of NBA, do these sports teams ring a bell? Celtics? Magics?
Eastern Conference.
The Bucks. How about for the Western Conference? Do these names ring a bell?
76ers.
The Timberwolves.
Isn't that
Thunder.
Weird? Timberwolves are on first right now?
The Chicken McNuggets.
And the Nuggets are still doing not too bad.
All right. In the world of NFL, do these names ring a bell? Dolphins. Buffalo Bills.
I forgot about the Finns.
How about in the West? Chiefs. KF City, Kansas Fried Chicken Chiefs, that is.
Can I get some chicken strips, Patrick Mahomes?
AFC North, the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Browns. AFC South, the Jaguars, the Colts, and the Texans.
The Jags are surprising the world. All right, Jags, what can you do?
And the NFC East, Eagles and Cowboys.
Oh, of course.
NFC Cowboys West.
Niners just pummeled the Eagles, man.
49ers.
It was kind of sad. Hey, don't keep your heads down too much, Eagles fans and Niners fans. Keep on partying.
NFC North, Lions, Vikings, Packers. NFC South, Falcons, and the Buccaneers.
All right, so that is it. That wraps it up.
That wraps it up, everybody.
Everybody out there, we want you guys to have a lovely, wonderful, beautiful Monday. And it's the first Monday of
wonderful,
many Mondays.
Wonderful, beautiful.
Of these.
Wonderful, beautiful holidays. Christmas.
Exactly. So we want you guys to get ready for it. You know, don't stress out too much about shopping and all this and that. And just know that when you were kids, you accepted the wonderful, beautiful gifts. And don't think that you could give them all this luxurious stuff that you want to give. Just give what you can, okay? So everybody out there,
yeah, everybody,
do the thing that's correct, which is love, and don't show any hate.
Yes, we love you, everybody. You know, God bless you. We know that you don't like us. I mean, we know some of our audience, they don't like us because we say real things. And you're probably going to have to turn off the show and cry because it hurts your feelings, which is weird because you watch, like, rated X movies and listen to hip-hop music. So, like, you're pretty thick-skinned in terms of, like, explicit content. So for you to like be offended by what the Runner and Gunner Show is saying,
we're not saying anything.
It's
bad.
Improbable. The math just doesn't add up.
We're not saying nothing bad.
So we're telling you to lighten up, dude. If we're talking about things that no one's talking about, that's not a cuss word. Just because we don't follow your narrative doesn't mean that we're against you.
It means that we are for you, and we're actually
individuals
trying to create something that
two minds think alike. Could not even Runner and Gunner think alike.
No, we do not.
Yeah,
we do not think alike. I know we do not think alike, but at the same time, when we create content, that content turns into greatness.
This content's for you too, it not is. You two and Bono. I mean, you also, también.
Boner?
You too, también.
You know, that's what it
is. We do it for you, so like just enjoy it. Like, stop judging everyone. How about you let the Lord, our Savior, who died for your sins and was born this month into your heart, stop listening to what the Family Guy tells you to think, or Rick and Morty, the stupidest cartoons I've ever seen in my life, and you're taking personal life
advice.
I know, personal life advice from cartoons written by some guy jerking off in the basement. One dude writing the show, doing the voice acting, and you're taking his advice? Give us a freaking break, dude. Listen, the point is that you don't like us because we cuss, but we don't cuss. And so for you to say that we cuss and then you go around listening to rap music and watch rated X movies is utterly ridiculous. So grow up. Stop being such a Lenny. Maybe stop doing so many drugs or whatever you're doing. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Right. So everybody out there,
give me the eyebrow
right
there.
I want you guys
there.
To have a great time and just spend and spread the joy. Really, it's about spreading the joy and spreading the love. And whatever you have in your heart is going to create a better life.
Yes.
And so that's what we're saying is to create that better life and create whatever's in your heart to make sure everybody has mistakes and everybody goes down the wrong path, but we're here to uplift your paths and show them the righteous directions.
Yes, and what is your top 5 Christmas favorites of all time, the 2023 audience? What are your favorite Christmas movies this year? Let us know. Get on our Instagram, the Runner and Gunner Instagram.
If we missed you, or even if we hit it directly, you could still let us know. If we hit it, cool. If we missed it, even better. Yes. Tell us, and we might mention them as honorable mentions in next week's show.
Yeah, video games. We got Harry Potter, the video game, just came out for the Nintendo Switch. By far, the
all
best version.
All these reviews Great are going game. Down. We got Super Mario Wonder. Still.
Super Mario Wonders.
That one came out. What else came out?
The Batman Arkham Trilogy, which is by far the best on the Nintendo Switch. Again, I know we're a little biased, but really it is. The graphics are better. The frame rate's better. The gameplay's better. And everything doesn't look all slippery and wet like Batman just took a bath in baby oil and sprayed the ground down with gasoline.
Dang.
It looks smooth. It looks fine. It looks thick. It's a great game. You should buy that one. Again,
sounds amazing.
The Harry Potter game, you can make a Mexican
game.
Harry Potter, and you can start killing everyone at Hogwarts. This game is amazing. Maybe
it's pretty cool.
Maybe one of the better games this year, the entire year.
It's up there. It might be a top 3 game if, you know,
you get to explore
and
Hogwarts.
They're going to have DLC later. They're going to have all this stuff. So get down with it, everybody. It's one of the better games this year. It might be. Might as well be.
And also, we want to say that there's a lot of podcasts out there, and none of them are doing what the Runner and Gunner podcast is doing. Not Joe Rogan, not anyone, not freaking The Office, whatever, not the Duck Dynasty podcast. No podcast is doing what we are, so move over and let the true champions come through, because nobody's better than us.
All right, everybody.
We are the light
of
the internet.
Where we are going to say positive things. And here we go. The greatest things we are going to say are only positive words. And
love.
I'll start it off like this. Thankfulness.
Affection.
Correction.
Health.
Greatness.
Pleasantness.
Loveliness.
Pretty.
Beauty.
Great atmosphere.
Enlightenment.
Intelligence.
Radio waves.
Wisdom. Understanding.
Creativity.
Significance.
Health.
Embrace your family.
Yeah.
Joy.
Joy.
Togetherness. Serenity. Calm. Laughter. Humbleness. Brand new shoes.
Yeah. A freaking
roses for your baby.
Beautiful cars. Beautiful roses. The sunshine.
Productivity.
The moon at night. Loving. Romance.
Mercedes
Benz. Dancing with your baby. Creating a childhood. Embracing the greatness within life.
Glory. Gloriousness.
Fireworks at midnight.
Te amo. I love you. We love you.
We love you guys.
No, there's no podcast that's better than us. There's no podcast that's better than this podcast.
That's what we get down with.
So tell your friends about us. Tell your friends about us.
Spread the word.
Stop being embarrassed that you listen to us.
Spread it like freaking butter on your pancakes. Or on your waffles. Or on your falafels.
And trust, we know that you're gonna hate us.
And if you could have a great Monday,
then you can have a great life.
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast
is a free podcast.
The only free podcast.
Solid.
Runner and Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.